This is Olin Bauta.
Justin King is a certified sommelier and co-owner of Bridge Street Social, a 58-seat wine and cocktails-focused restaurant in DeWitt.
Sniffing it here and smelling it, tasting it. There is a lot of cherry and sort of mushroom, cranberry flavors and aromas.
His restaurant had only been open less than 2 years when he got the call that Wine and Spirits magazine wanted to feature him as one of the country's 6 best new sommeliers in their October issue.
I'm like, okay, awesome. Like, cool. I was just dumbfounded. I didn't know what to say. I mean, I probably said thank you like 38 times. But that's the thing, man. Like, we are so used to the coasts getting all of this notoriety. But when you grow up in Michigan and you live in Michigan and you own a restaurant in a town of 4,000 people in a tertiary market, you don't really expect these things. I didn't expect this at all.
If you didn't know, a sommelier is essentially a wine steward, a server of wine. But there is a rigorous process of study and examination to receive the designation.
So there are 4 different levels. There's introductory, there's certified, there's advanced, and there's master. I want to say there's about 250 master sommeliers in the world. There are 3 in Michigan or 4 depending on the season.
Justin is at the certified level and studying to take the advanced test, which includes performing a mock table service, 6 blind tastings, and a written theory exam over the course of 3 days.
Something that I think about regarding that process of being a sommelier is not the destination, but what you go through while you do it. It provides access to learning and constantly challenging yourself, and that's the reward there. It's not the certification.
The sommeliers featured in Wine and Spirits were nominated by their peers in the industry. The other 5 in the October issue were from New York, California, and Texas.
Wine hasn't really found a narrative in Michigan exactly. There is something to be said about a lot of the great wineries up north, also on the lakeshore. There's some really impeccable places there. They're doing good things.
Justin thinks one of the things he can focus on at Bridge Street is making wine approachable and accessible to everyone.
It seems as though, knowing what this industry has been like the last 30 years, there were a lot of people, and I think there still are some, that probably took wine too seriously to a point of elitism that showed their superiority in a class sort of way. The point is to democratize wine to an extent.
He's proud to represent Michigan and hopes that what they're doing at Bridge Street can play a small role in bringing more attention to the state.
It's my duty to provide the tools and the resources to my staff and to people who love wine, because if you do that, then as a whole, maybe Michigan gets on the map as a go-to place for wine.
He's passionate about wine, but it's what wine can do for people that Justin gets most excited about.
We can provide a space where people get to know what wine can be, the exciting different styles of wine, and how it unlocks stories and passions and hopes and dreams about vacations or places you've already been or places you want to go, memories of the lands that your family is from, where your ancestors are from. These are things that we try and unlock, and the best way to unlock those things is to do it because you believe in it.
For WKAR News, I'm Katie Cook.